an understanding of the divine message in its universal language would bring an end to the war between the religions of the world. Albert himself took LSD for the last time at age 97. The Life of Albert Hofmann, January 11, 1906 to April 29, 2008, by Albert Hofmann, Ph.D. Translation from German by Elizabeth Riccobona. Looking back on my life, I presume that the constellation of stars, or that whatever could determine one's fate in life, indicated good fortune when I saw the light of day on January 11, 1906, in Baden-Conten of Aargau. My father, Adolf Hofmann, and my mother, Elizabeth, born Schenk, met in Munchenstein, near Basel, where my father worked as a locksmith for one of the subsidiaries of the mechanical engineering group, Brown Boveri. Soon afterwards, he was transferred to the company's headquarters in Baden. Although my father rapidly progressed to the position of foreman and then master in the toolmaking division, our family had to live a rather modest lifestyle, as wages, even for such a position, were low at that time. Together with my younger brother and my two younger sisters, I lived a childhood which was not always free of worries, but on the whole, quite a happy one. My first childhood memory is an image of large red strawberries in the garden where my mother used to carry me around in her arms. Another image I remember, it is nighttime. Many people are standing in the street. They are pointing toward the sky in excitement. There is a comet in the sky. It was the Halley's Comet in 1910. Another striking memory I have is of the day we moved from Schönau Street to Martinsburg Street. I'm standing in front of the house, holding my little brother's hand and looking at the new neighborhood, where rowanberry trees glow golden in the autumn sun. Between the age of 5 and 10, we lived there, beneath the hill upon which the remains of Stein Castle were standing. On the opposite side of the street was a farmhouse. Next to it, a blacksmith's shop, and a Wainwright's. I played with the farmer's kids in the barn and was in the stable when the farmer milked the cows. I was riding along with the farmers on carts, pulled by cows or horses, to the fields where the animals could graze. I rode with them to make hay and in autumn up to the Almend, which lay high above town. Up there, you could often hear the distant roaring of guns sounding from the Alsace. It was at the time of the First World War. I also spent a lot of time at the blacksmith's watching how the blacksmith shoed the horses and wound the red-hot iron hoops onto the wooden cartwheels. The area surrounding the remains of Stein Castle was a wonderful place for us kids to play. I can still remember hearing my mother calling out from the kitchen window for us kids to come in for lunch or dinner when we had forgotten all about time while playing up in the ruins. The way to school, which led through the old town gate and through alleyways of the old town, always brings forth many fond memories. It was like the banishment from a child's paradise when we moved away from Martinsburg Street to Dynamo Street, to a hideous apartment building directly across from the factory entrance. We were forced to move due to my father's illness. He was suffering from pulmonary tuberculosis, which had deteriorated, and even the short way from Martinsburg Street to the factory had become too strenuous for him. Whenever I could, I left the grim and dreary factory quarters and went back up to Martinsburg, into the forest, to the meadows and fields. During these expeditions, I experienced the magic and charm of the Jura landscape, which was in constant change with the seasons. It was there that, during enchanted moments, the wonder of creation revealed itself to me in the beauty of nature, and already then forged my view of the world in its basic features. After finishing elementary school, I had planned to attend high school in order to be granted entry into university. However, considering my father's serious illness, my parents thought I should ensure my own income as quickly as possible, And so it was that they sent me to start a commercial apprenticeship with Brown Boveri.